Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar.
The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah famously says that on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bayi Olam Ovrin Lefanav Kivnei Marom, that all creatures of the world, all existence, passes before Hashem, Kivnei Maron. And it's a very ambiguous term. What does that mean, Kivnei Maron? So the Gemara, as is known, gives three different metaphors, three different explanations as to what this means. The first is that it refers to sheep passing before the shepherd. The sheep is counting his flock and seeing how many sheep he has. The second explanation is that Kivnei Maron refers to a specific cliff that had a very narrow strait that people would pass before. And as they were walking up the narrow side of this cliff, they had to walk in a single file line. There wasn't enough space for anyone to walk side by side. And the third imagery is an imagery of soldiers in a line. The soldiers, Chayalos of Beis David, the general coming and inspecting these soldiers, looking at them one by one, looking at them up and down, seeing that they are dressed and fitted appropriately, and they look presentable, and they look like strong, intimidating soldiers to make sure that they presented in the way that they needed to be. Revolbi, as well as many others, point out the obvious kind of common denominator between these three metaphors, all this imagery, is that in all three of them, there's a sense of individuality, there's a sense of subjectivity. Each sheep is being counted by itself. Each person is walking up the cliff by himself or herself in a narrow single file line. Each soldier is being inspected by the general as their own individual soldier. And it's a very, very important message, as many of the Sifrei Musar talk about, that Hashem judges us subjectively. He does not judge us on this day with comparison or contrast to anybody else. He doesn't use our superiority to anyone else or our inferiority to anybody else against us or for us. He judges us subjectively only to ourselves. And that is a very important theme. But I want to point out that at the same time, while these metaphors point out the singularity and the subjectivity and individuality of each person, of each sheep, of each soldier, of each individual, yet they don't use metaphors or images that conjure up a sense of a person being alone. The sheep is being counted individually amongst a flock. The soldier is being inspected individually amidst an army, a unit. And each individual walking up that narrow side of the cliff is walking in a single file line, but there's somebody right in front of him. As he looks up, he sees the person right in front of him, and he can hear and feel the breathing and the walking of the person right behind him. There's a sense of togetherness. There's a sense of being part of something that's bigger than yourself. As we stand in shul on Rosh Hashanah, you take a moment, you look around, you're part of a tzibor, you're part of a kahal, part of a community, part of a group. And that group is part of a group that's even bigger than it. All the shuls, all the people, whether at home or in shul, everyone is davening from the same machzor, the same words, slightly different, of course, slightly different times for time zones. But there's a huge entity of Klal Yisrael that's so beyond the individual that each one of us is a part of. And going into Rosh Hashanah from that mindset and that perspective, it's so powerful. As you walk to shul, think about throughout and around the entire globe, there are people right now, or maybe a few hours earlier or a few hours later, that are walking to shul to do the exact same thing that I'm doing. That's so much more powerful, so much more awesome than just myself. And yes, I'll be looked at individually, but as part of something so much greater than myself, which, as the Mittler Rebbe explains, is the ultimate simcha. Simcha is the experience of feeling that you are part of something that goes beyond yourself, that you transcend the self, that the self is significant, but it dissolves into something that's bigger than it, that it's an integral part of the thing that's bigger than it, but it's part of something that's bigger than itself, that's not constricted by the limitations of just me. And that's Rosh Hashanah. That's the imagery here. The soldier is part of an army. The individual is walking in a line of people. The sheep is part of a flock. If you take a moment in shul, how often do a group of adults, I don't know, maybe test-taking is the only other thing I can really think of. How often do a group of adults stand or sit somewhere, stand, let's say, Shemona Esrei, in utter silence, complete silence, hundreds of people in one room doing the same exact thing together at the same time in total silence. It's an amazing experience to just stop and reflect and experience that. Could be that this duality of the individuality as well as the unit of Klal Yisrael is part of why we read the Parsha of Nitzavim right before Rosh Hashanah, and Hayom in the word Nitzavim always refers, Chazal tell us to Rosh Hashanah, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Rasheichem, Shivteichem, Shotreichem. It goes through all the individuals. It starts by saying, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Kulchem. You together, Atem Kulchem, all of you together. And then it lists, Rasheichem, Shivteichem, Shotreichem. It lists all the individual types of people. But it's that duality of the unit of all of Klal Yisrael. And when we become part of that unit of Klal Yisrael that's bigger than the individual, and we dissolve into that essence of Klal Yisrael, when we become connected to all the Jews throughout the entire world doing the same thing as us, and we're all in it together in that way, all the tefillos are in Lashon Rabbim, all of it is together, what we're doing is something that's massive, something so expansive. It's monumental, it's existential, it's not just my little, petty, small, individual issues and my life and my strengths and my weaknesses, and I'm doing tshuva on those small, little details. Of course, that's important. Ma'katnu ma'asecha Hashem. There's an importance to the details, but it's something that's so grand, so majestic, so massive. And when we become connected to the enormity of that, that's our entryway to something that's even more enormous, which is the essence, the being of Hashem himself. Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Brichu, Chad Heim, they're one. We can access that endlessness of Hashem. We can transcend the constriction of our own individual limitations as we become part of Klal Yisrael.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.